Geography can play a part in people being able to access health care. Here in Idaho, that should no longer be an issue thanks to the new virtual care center that St. Luke's Regional Medical Center opened this week. Virtual care connects people to one location with a health care provider in a separate, distant location. So basically, if you're sick and you live in a rural part of our state, you do not have to travel somewhere to like Boise to get the care that you need. Joining me live to talk more about this new virtual healthcare world we're living in is Krista Stadler, St. Luke's nurse and senior director of telehealth services, and Dr. Eric Rich, St. Luke's telehealth medical director. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very basic question. What is virtual care? I know I gave a little tiny description, but if you could talk more about what it really looks like.
Yeah, virtual care is really a connection using two-way live audio, video, and sometimes asynchronous or text messaging communication to solve problems that patients may have regardless of where they're geographically located. The virtual care center is about a 35,000 square foot, 24/7, 365 center in which technical teams, operational teams, program management teams exist to support physicians and nurses and other healthcare providers to connect with patients virtually to deliver the care they need.
So, Dr. Rich, when we think of something like this, we assume, okay, rural Idaho. So people who live in smaller areas that it might take an hour or two to get to the type of care that you may need. So what kind of care are we looking at then? I mean, are these basic healthcare services or is it more, serious issues?
Yeah. So what we'd like to achieve is to be able to bridge that gap between the care that patients might receive currently in those smaller communities or travel long distance for to receive more specialized care in the bigger centers, for example, here in Boise. The gamut that can run is quite broad to either deliver social work to patients in rural communities that don't have those resources to be on the medications that they need to be on or maybe can't afford and how we can help them to find the resources to afford those medications. Sometimes that might be behavioral health resources that are often not present in small communities. We also would like to take the specialists we have here in Boise and allow them to see patients in these remote communities that don't have access to those specialists where they currently live and are really limited by geography and the ability to either afford or the time to travel to the location of those specialists.
So tell me in like a real life perspective how this would directly impact the type of care someone would receive.
So a great example is we have virtual clinics in the McCall area in Idaho, and many of our pediatric patients travel to Boise to have surgeries in our children's hospital. Historically, the families would go home and help their kiddo recover, and then they'd be asked to drive back down to Boise for a 15-minute follow-up visit.
And that's a two-hour drive.
That's a two-hour drive, and depending on the time of year, it may be longer or may not be possible. Today, our pediatric surgeons can see and do their follow-up visits with those patients in the local Payette Lakes Medical Center clinic, which is a huge convenience for the patients. It's great satisfactions. The kiddos love it. We have great patient experiences. And there is a nurse present with them, so they're not just running on their own.
Okay, so that was my next question.
Yes.
So it's not like you're just kind of walking in somewhere and all of a sudden a doctor pops up on a screen.
No, it's very similar to a traditional clinic visit. You still have your appointment scheduling, the check-in process, you're escorted to a room, vital signs may have been taken. And then depending on the exam, the nurse may stay with the patient to assist the physician, or they may step out sometimes for behavioral health needs and conversations that don't require the physical touch.
But things with like kiddos, like you were saying, if they have like an incision from a surgery, the nurse is there to maybe, if there's a dressing on it, to take that off so
that's
the doctor
correct.
Can look at it.
That's absolutely correct. And then the technology that's in the room is really high definition pan tilt zoom cameras, allows the provider to have the control to zoom in and look very closely at incisions or rashes, those types of things, to really enable them to have that visual that they might need to do an assessment diagnosis.
I'm speaking with Krista Stadler, St. Luke's nurse and senior director of telehealth services, and Dr. Eric Rich, St. Luke's telehealth medical director. We're talking about virtual health care. What's interesting to me is, we tend to sometimes focus on all the negatives of technology these days, right? Kids are on screens too much. I mean, we're all on our phones, this and that. This type of care, though, couldn't be possible without this type of technology.
That's right. And the technology is really there to facilitate and enhance the care that patients can get from their physicians, not to replace the care that physicians or nurses or social workers provide. And without the ability to have the high definition cameras, the secure communication systems between the clinic and the provider who might be at a distant site, without that technology, this would not be possible. And we'd still be dealing with a lot of the geographic barriers that are particularly relevant in Idaho.
And your organization actually says that this will reduce healthcare inequity between people who live in bigger cities like Boise compared to, frankly, the rest of our state that happens to be more rural. Is that a true statement?
That's absolutely a true statement. I would also add, though, that I think this brings a level of convenience to the residents of our larger metropolitan areas. In rural communities, people make the choice to live there for a reason. And we want to make sure that they have all the access to any of the services that St. Luke's provides, regardless of their choice to live in a rural community. Dr. Rich used an example of social work. When you don't have the volumes of patients in smaller hospitals, it's very hard to staff a social worker, let alone find one who lives in the community 24/7, 365. So this will allow the facilities to still have those services available, but on demand, reach out to the virtual care center to fill the gaps when maybe they don't have those services available to the patient.
So there are all kinds of things that this opens up when it comes to the type of healthcare and the quality of healthcare that people can receive.
Absolutely.
So talk about remote home monitoring, because what is it and how does this work?
So remote patient management is something that even the federal government is looking very closely at. Our program today seeks to support patients with chronic illness in their home. We recognize that there's a large population, regardless of whether in a metropolitan area or a rural area, that suffer from chronic illness, such as diabetes or hypertension, congestive heart failure. Mm-hmm. And we want to keep them in their homes where they heal best. So in this scenario, a physician identifies the patient as being a candidate or having a need. And we ship out a small kit that includes a mini iPad, some peripheral devices to monitor their vital signs. And then every day the patient takes a 2 to 3 minute health session answering some questions that helps a nurse who's in the virtual care center assess their stability or the need for intervention. We've seen tremendous value in this in reduction in ED admissions and hospital days, and that's our goal.
So is this something like that, remote home monitoring? Do you have to live in a smaller community, or if you live in the larger community, you know, like the Treasure Valley, can you do this too?
Absolutely. This is something that is built to serve all of our patients across the St. Luke's Health System and is not exclusive of where you live. And it's redundant, too. So we have been on a hunting trip with a patient recently who needed to be able to go out and live his life, but also had some health concerns. And we were able to have his kit.
Wait, so he's hunting?
He's hunting.
Literally hunting.
He's literally hunting, yes.
With an iPad and vital sign monitoring.
Yes. Yeah.
But he's taking care of his health.
That's right.
That's right.
And maybe in a different scenario, he would have still gone on that hunting trip.
Yes. Correct.
But he wouldn't have done the monitoring, let's be honest.
That's correct.
That's right. So what we want to do is meet people in a way that's convenient for them. Dr. Rich and I think about healthcare every day. That's what the world we live in. But we also recognize that not everybody does that. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to be a part of people's health choices and the management of their illnesses or their recovery in a very convenient, easy, second nature manner, if you will.
And This is a new concept, right? There are not very many virtual care facilities around the country. I mean, this is fairly groundbreaking.
I would say yes. There are several out there, and they're great partners with us to understand the lessons learned along the way. We are seeing an uptick in telehealth and virtual care throughout the country being something that people are starting to insist on or looking at for a way to make sure that care is delivered seamlessly and reliably and meeting the patient where they need it.
And Dr. Rich, does this make not just healthcare more accessible, but does it allow people to hopefully be healthier?
It does in many ways. The virtual care center allows for providers to connect with patients when and where they need it. And that's not been our traditional model of healthcare in this country. A lot of times a patient has a need. They call the clinic. They find out when they can get in. Mm-hmm. That may be several weeks from now. that need may not be present then, or the patient may already end up in emergency room by then. What we aim to do is improve that access so that patients can get the care when and where they need it, in a much more efficient and cost-effective manner.
Mm-hmm. And I think about scenarios, even like, let's take like, you know, new parents, right, mm-hmm. with a brand new baby. And as a new mom, the last thing you want to do is have to get yourself put together and go into a doctor's office, especially when there's just questions you may have. So is this something, I mean, is that a scenario too that people could have? I mean, just to be in the safety and the comfort of your own home when you are trying to figure out how to be a new parent.
Yeah, I'm a mom of four, so I relate
right,
to that four times
right.
over. Yes, you know, one of the things we're really interested in is we understand that people live their lives through text messaging. And how can we use some of those conveniences that we rely on every day, now second nature, to deliver and support those folks who have healthcare questions, healthcare needs, or need some just temporary guidance without having to come in, which allows our physicians then to really open up their schedules more mm-hmm. and allows them to see more patients that really need that intensive treatment and need to be seen in the clinic, but also support those folks that are just really trying to do right by their family and make sure that they're healthy, happy, and successful.
Well, I appreciate this. I hope this is a success. It's great to have something like this across the board in our state and allows people to have more access to their own health care. My guest today, Krista Stadler, St. Luke's nurse and senior director of telehealth services, and Dr. Eric Rich, St. Luke's telehealth medical director. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.